Oh, Merry Christmas, children. Christmas Eve, the most wonderful of all the eves in the year, I expect. Because right about this time, all over the world, chillens is waiting for Santa Claus. They knows that the minute they goes to sleep and close their little eyes, that they gonna wake up the next morning and find all the wonderful things that Santa Claus done left them. They sure is. I knows every one of you chillin' just can't wait till morning. I bet you gonna have trouble sleeping. I bet the old Sandman gonna have an awful time filling your eyes with sand this night. That's for sure. And I don't blame you neither, chillin'. Cause chillin's and Christmas just goes together. And I guess Christmas is just as happy to be here as you chillin' is happy for it to be here. And that's for sure. And old Sammy right now done left the North Pole. He done told his reindeers to get up, and away they is going like the wind, on their way to visit all the children in the whole wide world, to make the little hearts glad and happy on Christmas morning. And on this night, Sleepy Joe always liked to recite one of the greatest poems that was ever written about Christmas. It couldn't be anything but The Night Before Christmas, or as some of them calls it, A Visit from St. Nicholas. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to recite the poem for you too, children, just as soon as we has a little Christmas music. Is you ready? First the music and then the poem. So, just listen to this. Ain't nothing like music, is it, children? And now, how about the poem I was telling you about? Is you ready? Is you gonna pay attention? All right, children, just sit down and be real quiet, and old Sleepy is gonna tell you the poem of The Night Before Christmas. And here we go. 'Twas the night before Christmas, when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings was hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas would soon be there. The chillens was all nestled, all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief, and I in my cap, had just settled our brain for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn there rose such a clatter, I sprang from the bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave a luster of midday to objects below. When what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and eight tiny reindeer, with a little old driver so lively and quick, I knowed in a moment it must be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles his coursers they came, and he whistled, and he shouted, and he called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Dunder and Blitzen, to the top of the porch, to the top of the wall, now dash away, dash away, dash away all. As the dry leaves that before the wild hurricane fly when they meet with an obstacle and mount to the sky, so up to the housetops the coursers they flew with a sleigh full of toys, and St. Nicholas too. And then in a twinkling I heard on the roof the prancing and the pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes was all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkle, his dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses. His nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow. And the beard of his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth. And the smoke, it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a round little belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump and a right jolly old elf. And I laughed when I seed him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work. And he filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk, and laying a finger aside of his nose and giving a nod up the chimney, he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I hear him exclaim, he drove out of sight, "Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night." How was that, children? Wasn't that the nicest poem? It sure was. And now how about some music? Just listen to this. That's what children's like. Music and songs and stories. Oh, and poems. And riddles, too. Remember the riddle I left with you the last sentence? What two words are heard around the world at Christmas? Could you get that one? What two words is heard around the world at Christmas? That's right, children. Merry Christmas. And a Merry Christmas to you, children. A Merry Christmas from Sleepy Joe.